USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some of the 2020 presidential candidates are campaigning in Des Moines, Iowa, greeting supporters at the annual Polk County Democrat Steak Fry. The organizers of the event say they will be grilling 10,000 steaks and 1,000 vegan burgers. Now, this all comes after earlier this week at a CNN climate change town hall, many of those same Democratic candidates were lecturing folks about eating less meat. The U.S. signed an agreement on Friday that sends illegal aliens seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico southern border to El Salvador. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We're going to continue to do what this administration has been doing, working with the government of Mexico, working with the Northern Triangle countries to build their capacity to address this as a regional crisis, and we're going to continue to build that wall. Every mile of wall that's built, the agents are safer, they can do their job better, and this country is safer."
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
"I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver."
"I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well."
"Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great."
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Turning now to the campaign trail, Senator Cory Booker's 2020 presidential campaign is struggling. The New Jersey Democrat was in Des Moines, Iowa on Saturday, where he was asked about an urgent fundraising appeal by his campaign.
"We have done more with less than the top four really much better finance campaigns. But the fourth quarter is when you got to grow. Grow or get out."
Booker's campaign manager sent out a memo saying the Democratic hopeful needs to raise nearly $2 million by the end of the month to stay in the race. President Trump has decided to deploy additional support of hundreds of military troops to Saudi Arabia and the UAE in response to Iran's alleged attack on a Saudi oil facility. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas on the administration's decision.
"What you're seeing is for the first time in 40 years, there is an administration that is telling the Islamic Republic of Iran, is telling that regime, no, you will not behave this way. And that's why we see they're acting out, because the maximum pressure campaign is working."
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One thing all the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls do agree upon is raising the minimum wage. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with bar rescue host John Taffer and ask him what this would do, what a higher minimum wage would do to the restaurant and bar industry.
"It's horrifying. Think about it. Based upon different states and the tax credit that you get for tips, it's a 50% or greater labor cost increase. No industry can sustain a 50% labor cost increase. It's a crisis mode. Either you have to raise prices significantly or you cut labor. Now I'm cutting hours to make up the difference. Hence now we have tablets to order, so I eliminate employees."
"Right.
What we're going to do is we're going to eliminate employees and we're going to incentivize more robotics."
Carson King of Altoona, Iowa, already attained hero level status in the state of Iowa, but now he's becoming nationally known thanks to his ESPN College Game Day sign requesting money for beer, which spawned a massive charitable response to benefit the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
"I think it's just amazing. I mean, this all started as a joke, just something to get, you know, a couple laughs from people, maybe 20 bucks the max for, you know, some Bush lattes. And then it turned into over $300,000 for the Children's Hospital. It's just insane."
King continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
"You know, I'm overwhelmed the amount of support this is getting. It's just so cool we can do something like this for the kids, you know."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.